Hello, it's Pauline here and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Mike Hutchinson. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue our news items with a Banksy of poetry appearing in the city, and community feedback is wanted on proposals for new homes. But first, a word from our Chief Constable.
People in the UK are potentially having to come to terms with a new normality following the weekend's London terror attacks. Norfolk Police Chief Constable Simon Bailey has warned. Describing the incident which left 7 dead and 48 injured as barbaric, Mr. Bailey said that it was important the country did not allow the recent attacks to impact on the way of life in communities. We've experienced another appalling attack, the third in a matter of 10 weeks, he said. Once again, we're coming to work on a Monday morning, having come to terms with the atrocity of an attack on people who are just having an enjoyable evening out in the capital city. Unfortunately, we are now having to come to terms with the fact that this would appear to be a potentially new normality, and it's an awful thought. He said there would be greater visibility of officers in Norwich, particularly around crowded places, and urged everyone to remain vigilant. We are already starting to see an increase in the number of reports of suspicious bags left lying around, he said. Please don't take chances. The threat level is currently at severe. It's been reduced from critical, but we need to remain really vigilant and do our best to make sure that Norfolk and Norwich are a hostile environment for any would-be terrorist to come and operate.
Two students in Wyndham have triumphed in a national photography competition. Paula Averkamp, a Year 12 Fine Arts student at Wyndham High Academy, submitted three photographs into the Rotary Young Photographer Contest, which had 220 entrants. She progressed through local and district level, and last week found that her set of photographs had been victorious in the national contest. Her success was shared by fellow pupil Gabriel Guilfoyle, a Year 9 photography student, whose three photographs received a highly commended from the national judges. The pair, who were put forward by the Rotary Club of Norwich, have now been invited to attend an awards presentation at the Norwich University of the Arts in June to celebrate their success. Rotary International in Britain organises several competitions for young people, including Young Musician and Young Writer.
Volunteers working in various parts of healthcare are being celebrated for their contribution to keeping us well. As part of Volunteers Week, which ran from the 1st of June to the 8th, many organisations have spoken up to voice their gratitude. And a picnic was held to highlight just how important the time given so generously by people across our region is. Norfolk Community Health and Care NHS Trust, NCHC, and the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, the NSFT, hosted the feast at Norwich Cathedral last Friday. Around 100 volunteers were thanked personally by the High Sheriff of Norfolk, James Bagg. One NCHC was Adam Bloomfield, a volunteer on Alder Ward at Norwich Community Hospital. He said, "Volunteering is remarkable. The nurses definitely appreciate you being there, and they make you feel very welcome." At the region's Mental Health Trust, an appeal to increase the amount of volunteers was launched in July 2016. And since then, volunteer numbers have almost doubled, with nearly 100 people giving up their time. At the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, more than 670 dedicated volunteers keep things ticking over. Sally Dyson, Voluntary Services Manager at the NNUH, said, "We are always extremely grateful to our volunteers who support us so much, and we are always looking for kind-hearted people who have a few hours a week spare who would like to help around the hospital."
A hairdresser in Norwich has been left scratching his head after being sent three poems by a mysterious writer dubbed the Banksy of Poetry. The poet, who goes by the name of Mark Jones, has sent the poems to GT's Male Hair Design in Prince of Wales Road in the city. Gary Thompson of Turner Road has run the hairdressers for the past 17 years. He received the first poem on Thursday, May the 18th, and has had one delivered to him every week since. Mr. Thompson said, "I've received three poems, all about a week apart. They're handwritten with handwritten envelopes, posted from the same place in Lancashire. The poems are about a robin being brave in the working class and what it means to respect people. I have no idea why he's doing it or why he's targeting hairdressers. I guess he's just looking to spark conversation, and he knows that we'll talk about anything and everything. Whether he was a hairdresser at one point, I don't know." The cryptic writer has been sending poems across the UK for the past 6 years, with them popping through the letterboxes of hairdressers in Scotland, Cardiff and West Yorkshire. Earlier this year, Trends Hair Salon in Norwich was sent the same poem about the robin. "No one knows anything about him. He's not coming forward or claiming any publicity for anything. He's a man of mystery by the sounds of it," Mr. Thompson added. "I was going to throw it away, but when I spoke to my customers about it, they said I should type his name into Google, and up came a story. I found out other people have been getting them from all over. I just thought this is very random. It's a bit weird." All the poems end the same way with the words, "Keep your chin up, keep smiling." All three have been signed by Mr. Jones. Mr. Thompson said, "They're not exactly hugely long, but it's sparking a real interest in people. They're always the same, on black card in white ink, in a white envelope, handwritten. It's all a bit of a mystery. I think he doesn't want the publicity. He wants to spark people's appreciation for poetry and conversation. It's a nice gesture, especially in this time and day with what's going on in the world."
A housing giant is canvassing views on potentially turning part of a river valley into a site for hundreds of new homes. Taylor Wimpey wants to find out what Cossey Town Council, other organisations and residents think about potential plans to build up to 230 homes on 15 hectares of land south of Townhouse Road in Cossey in the River Tud Valley. The basic document does not guarantee the homes will be built, but South Norfolk Council could adopt an EIA screening report for the proposal, which could lead to an outline application. Town Council Chairman Patrick O'Connor said, "It could have a huge impact on Cossey and the environment because the development would take away a huge amount from a pretty valley." He added, "Services in the Norwich suburb, including education, doctors, surgeries and transport, were already under strain. We have already got thousands of houses going up in the area, and this potential new development would be too much. There are some places in Cossey that have been earmarked for development. We are not NIMBYs. We are not against development in Cossey, although we feel the area has had its fair share," Mr. O'Connor said. "The identified area for the 230 homes is currently part arable farmland and part pasture. In just over 20 years, 2,352 new homes have been built in New and Old Cossey. The proposals would not have a significant urbanising effect upon the area."
Visitors celebrated all things outdoors as an agricultural college held its annual Family Fun and Open Day. Students from Eastern and Otley College helped to organise the day at its Norfolk campus on Sunday, which ran from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. The well-established event gives visitors the chance to explore the site and to find out about what the college does. Each department of the college was represented, and visitors had the chance to have a quick lesson in fishing or farming, a tractor ride, watch a dog show, or explore a range of food and trade stalls. Horticultural students even gave members of the public the chance to judge their work in a garden design competition. Leah Sloman, a visitor to the show, said, We have been before, and we have always had a lovely time. This year was no different. We really enjoyed seeing the tractors and the animals. John Nice from the college said, coming off the back of a successful Suffolk show, the college enjoyed welcoming the local community to our Norfolk campus. Any profits made from the event will be split between the college's two chosen charities for 2017. They're Walking with the Wounded, which fundraises for the re-education and rehabilitation of wounded servicemen and women, and Gardens for the Gambia, an educational agricultural charity. The next event for the college will be the one of the country's largest county shows, the Royal Norfolk Show, which takes place over June the 28th and 29th.